See, so Uncle Thomas is sick.
Is that why he's been staying home?
Yeah, he has a bad cold.
Oh, that shouldn't keep him at home.
Oh, but it's very bad now.
You're sure he hasn't just lost his false teeth and is staying home until they bob up again?
No, Cecil. The doctor was here today.
Really? Gee, I thought you were kidding.
No. I feel so sorry for him. He has to take medicine every hour.
Does he have to wake up every hour to take it? Oh, that's tough.
Oh, he doesn't take it at night.
Do you think I ought to go upstairs and say hello?
No, he doesn't want to say hello.
Well, then, when you go back upstairs, tell him I hope he feels better.
All right. We can't make any noise tonight, either.
Oh, we won't. Hey, Sally, can you knit?
Well, sir, don't you remember the nice sweater that I knitted for you? The nice pink one.
I've forgotten. Well, here's what I was thinking, though. You've seen some of those little jackets, sort of sweaters that they have for dogs, haven't you? You've seen them in the windows, haven't you? Is that the phone or the doorbell?
I didn't hear anything, Cecil. You mean the little sweater like Alexander has for his dog?
Well, I was just thinking that it might be... Hey, that's your phone, Sally.
It is, isn't it? Shall I answer it?
Golly, I don't care.
Two people have already called up to see how Uncle Thomas is.
Hey, you better answer it.
Oh, all right. It might be Alexander. He called me the other night. Hello? Yes? Oh, he's much better, thank you. Yes, he has a cold and a fever and the flu and some other things. Oh, yes, I will. You're welcome. Goodbye. Someone wanting to know if they could do anything. Well, what were you saying, Cecil?
Alexander phoned you the other night?
Yes. What about the sweater you were talking about?
Well, none of my business, but... Oh, never mind.
But you were telling me something about Nero, or at least you were...
Better grab that. Might be Alexander.
Well, excuse me a minute, Cecil. I'll see who it is this time.
Take a year. I could live.
Hello? Yes? Oh, hello? No. Oh, yes. Tomorrow? Well, I can't say right now. Yes. Oh, that'll be lovely. That's awfully sweet of you. Yes, I will. Well, thank you. Goodbye. You know, Cecil, I know what you meant. You were talking about those little jackets they have for dogs to wear. You know, I started to get one for my kitty, too.
Who was that?
You mean that I was just talking to?
Naturally.
Oh, well, that was the person that I talked to before. They called back again.
Huh. That's pretty good. Couldn't you think of a better one?
Why? What do you mean, Cecil?
Oh, nothing. You must think I'm awful dumb.
Why, I don't know, Cecil. I never did think about it.
Are you going to have him phone you later?
Him? Well, that wasn't a him, Cecil. It was Mrs. Hatton. She lives next door to Sybil, you know. She phoned first to ask about Uncle Thomas and then phoned back again. See?
Well, it's nothing to me, but what did you say about tomorrow?
Oh, well, she forgot to ask me could Uncle Thomas eat cake, and I told her maybe tomorrow, and so she's going to send some over. Why do you ask, Cecil?
Nothing. What did Alexander phone you for the other night?
Oh, he phoned because he heard Uncle Thomas was sick.
That's enough to make a person sick, that ham.
What were you going to ask me about Nero, Cecil?
I guess Alexander's glad that your uncle is sick. That gives him an excuse to... There goes your fire alarm again.
Oh, goodness. More people have been phoning up about Uncle Thomas.
Yeah, I'll bet they have. Ha, 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 ha.
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, very much better. Thank you. No, he isn't in pain. Just a little uncomfortable. Yes, he has the flu. Yes, I will. Thank you. Goodbye. Goodness, I ought to put the phone here on the table, hadn't I? Well, goodness, I didn't get time to sit down that time, did I? Hello? Yeah? No, this is 3427. Yes, you're welcome. It's the wrong number. Goodbye. That was the wrong number.
Yeah, so I hear. Who was the first one? Another neighbor?
No, it was Mr. Mason. He's Uncle Thomas's lawyer.
What's he going to do, make a will?
Oh,
Good enough to know he's not that sick.
So Alexander phoned you the other night. How come you didn't tell me about it?
Well, I just didn't think about it. It's not important.
Oh, Alexander. Huh, that ham. So he's got a dog, too, has he?
Yes, I thought you knew. Oh, he has the cutest little red sweater and collar that he puts on it, too.
Yeah, he would have the kind of a dog that needed a sweater.
Oh, it's awfully cute, Cecil. He has a Boston Bull.
Well, I don't even want to talk about him. You can if you want to. Let him phone you.
Oh, Cecil, I hardly ever see him.
Well, you're always talking about him. His nice car and his hound and its sweater.
Well, if you get me some yarn, I'll knit one for Nero and then you'll have one for your dog, too.
No, thanks. I haven't got the kind of a dog that needs a woolen sweater.
But, Cecil, a sweater would keep Nero from getting cold.
I tell you, I wouldn't have a sweater for him. My dog isn't a sissy dog, and he isn't sickly either.
But, Cecil, I wouldn't mind. Well, what's the matter? A minute ago, you were going to let me knit a sweater for Nero, and now you won't.
You better answer your phone. You can knit a woolen sweater for Alexander's mutt.
Oh, but, Cecil, listen. Hello? Yes? 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 No, he's just fine. No, he has a bad case of wool sweater. I mean, a bad case of the flu.
Alexander?
Yes? Huh. No?
I might
well,
know
I'm glad
he'd be
you
the
phoned.
Type that would have a
nice
dog like
you.
That.
No? Yes?
A mutt with
oh,
a
he'll
sweater.
Be up for the end of the week. No, there's nothing you could do. Oh, thank
that
you.
Guy great.
Goodbye. Cecil, what are you getting mad about?
Will you get it out of your head that I'm mad? Oh, why should I be? Silly.
Cecil, is it because Alexander phoned me the other night?
Oh, of course not. Don't be silly. You can talk to your friends, can't you? No matter how sappy they are.
Well, will you let me knit you a nice little sweater for your doggie?
No, I don't want one. Nero is a healthy dog. I wouldn't have a dog that couldn't stand a little cold weather.
Oh, but Cecil, Alexander says it keeps him warm and everything.
I don't care what he says or what he has. It's nothing to me. And you might answer your phone.
Oh, let it ring, Cecil. What made you change your mind so sudden?
Whatever made you think that, like... Well, if you won't answer it, I will. It may be for your uncle. Hello? Yes? Yeah, she's here. Who's talking? Oh. Just a minute. Sally?
Who is it, Cecil?
It's your secret love, Alexander. He wants to talk to you. Here, come here and take the phone. I don't want to hold it all day.